Israeli forces arrest 13 Palestinians, including minors, during night raids claiming they were wanted fugitives. The forces raided the villages of Tubas, Nablus, Bethlehem and Jenin. They also handed a villager in Bethlehem a notice to meet with the Israeli intelligence forces in the illegal Gush Etzion settlement complex nearby. The Israeli army raided villages, breaking into houses and rummaging through furniture. All of the arrested Palestinians were taken to separate detention centres, and the names of the minors have not yet been disclosed.
Israeli government continue to humiliate the Palestinian people and fully unrespectable the international parameters, the international agreements, the international documents. Israel every day arrest minors and investigate them as any adult person and take these minors to the same military court, which is against the international ethical agreements, and we condemn this kind of arresting.
Press TV spoke to one family who suffers from constantly being arrested by the Israelis and being held in administrative detention.
The occupation forces came to my house and arrested my brother in March 2011 and took him to Al-Masqabiya prison for 60 days. Before the end of the 60 days, my wife and children were threatened by the Israelis to be taken to prison. They have continued to extend the time for the detention of my brother.
The family disclosed that they are constantly targeted by the Israeli army, who claim they are terrorists, although they continue to hold them without charge. This is against international law and is forbidden by the UN Security Council. Human rights groups are outraged at Israel's continued punishing measures against the Palestinians. They've now asked the international community to speak out against Tel Aviv's continued policy of the arbitrary arrests of Palestinian minors. Nell Burden, Press TV, occupied Nablus.